The U.S. Supreme Court is supposed to hear arguments in a case testing whether Congress has the right to obtain secret grand jury information relevant to the president's impeachment inquiry. That case pits the outgoing President Trump against the House Judiciary Committee, but now it seems that case may evaporate. Here's NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg.
The first sign came Tuesday when lawyers for the House of Representatives filed a motion asking the justices to reschedule arguments in the case, to move them from December 2nd to sometime after the swearing-in of the new Congress, January 3rd, and the inauguration of the new president, January 20th. Lawyers for the House said they want to allow the newly constituted House Judiciary Committee to determine for itself if it wants to continue its efforts to obtain the unredacted report of former special counsel Robert Mueller and other grand jury materials obtained as part of his investigation into Trump's ties to Russia during the 2016 election campaign, and whether Trump's subsequent actions as president amounted to obstruction of justice. When the Trump administration, breaking with prior precedent, refused to turn over the material in 2019, the committee won two lower court victories, all of which came to a halt when the Supreme Court last summer agreed to review the case. Until now, the House has maintained that it continued to consider the possibility of impeaching Trump a second time if new evidence contained in the grand jury materials justified it. And the House pointed to new avenues of inquiry, including the Trump administration's request for leniency for Trump's longtime confidant, Roger Stone, convicted of perjury and witness intimidation, and the Justice Department's request to dismiss its case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty twice to lying to federal investigators. Prior to the election, the notion of a continued interest in a second impeachment was at least a plausible argument. But in the wake of Joe Biden's victory, the argument is tenuous at best. But with Trump still refusing to admit he lost the election, the House motion filed in the Supreme Court Tuesday is framed as a postponement of the argument, just in case Trump refuses to leave office on January 20th. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.